Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen, and I've just bashed my knee on the bloody table.
Oh no, I'm sorry to hear that. Now, Tom's coming to us in a robe. You sort of look like Blanche DuBois.
Oh, thanks for saying that. I do feel a bit like that, actually. I thought I'd make use of the toweling robe. I'm currently at a hotel about to do a corporate award ceremony, I suppose. Susie and I sometimes do these sorts of things, don't we?
Yes, where we sort of celebrate an industry.
Oh, yes, we love to celebrate an industry, of course. Alf's here in the background. You might see him.
I might see him fanning around.
Yes, well, you know him.
You know him.
I've got the ironing board out as well. It's like one of those plays from the 1950s.
Yeah,
Back
I
in
love
Anger
it.
Or something. Yeah.
Oh yeah, John Osborne.
Is it John Osborne? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Sharon Osborne.
And not to be confused with "Don't Look Back in Anger," the Oasis song.
That's what I always call it, and then feel really embarrassed. Yeah.
That you don't know.
It was hard-hitting plays. I don't know, but I don't think that play was set at the Grosvenor House Hotel, was it?
I couldn't say.
Susan, where are you? You seem to be, well, in a sort of prayer position at the moment, if you don't mind me saying.
I'm also holding my hands like I'm praying. I'm kneeling with the laptop on my bed and and the microphone sort of propped towards me because I'm having real issues with my back this week.
I
feel like it's not an interesting thing to talk about on the podcast because everyone's heard about it ad nauseam.
Have you heard the things we talk about on this podcast?
I don't know what's going on. I think I'm a bit run down and it's just all gone to my lower back. And I've had to knock the PT on the head. I'm just doing Pilates.
Well, I've seen
a physio. No need to be aggressive.
Yes, yeah, so knocking your poor PT on the head.
Well, I thought it might help.
Two words for you. Stretch therapy. Have you tried it?
No, but you did that, didn't you, when they folded you up like a trouser press?
Absolutely. Very good. Amy, I'll give you the number. She's Canadian, used to be a ballet dancer.
Sure. I've heard of it.
And gets you on the bed, stretches you all over the place. I think you'd like it.
Listen, I'm willing to try anything this time.
She gives you exercises. She's very good.
Yep, I'm doing my exercises all the bloody time. Doing them right now. You can't see me, but I'm doing them.
Ooh, what are the core ones?
Yeah, a lot of core business. I'm doing a lot of core business.
Oh, core. Core blimey, they should call you.
Core blimey, indeed, they should call me that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But yeah, apparently I've got an incredibly weak core and I need to work on it. So that's what I'm trying to do. You know me, Tom. I'm a glutton for punishment. I am, but you know, it's fine. I went to the acupuncturist today.
Oh, the life
they shoved some needles in.
Whereabouts did they put the needles? At the lower back?
Lower back, down my leg, in my bum.
Oh, Suze.
The muscle, obviously.
Sciatic nerve. Sciatic nerve, is it?
A lot of issues with that.
What about reflexology? You know, I liked that a lot.
Well, I don't know how much. I don't know. Do they actually touch you with reflexology?
That's not no, you're thinking like of hovering. Reiki. You're thinking of Reiki with them.
Okay.
Which I was once told by a Reiki healer at Centre Parks.
Clang.
I had very good energy.
Listen, as someone that's known you for more than a decade, I'd say that is incorrect. That person
needs to spend
more time with you.
Yeah, it shows what nonsense that clearly is.
Now I couldn't possibly trust it.
Now you know it's...
Now I know it's a load of old tut.
Can't be real, can it? Only joking, if you're a Reiki healer, then healist.
You do great work. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your Reiki healing, yeah. Oh, it'd be good to be a healer, wouldn't it? Oh, I'd love to be a healer.
Would you?
Well,
would you be healing people in?
Fashion.
Decor.
Decor, yeah. Taste. Yeah. No, there's the fashion police outside. You can
yeah,
copy
knocking on you because you've got that robe on.
Yes, probably.
Who do you think you are?
I mean, do you ever wear a toweling robe in a hotel?
Yeah, I do sometimes.
Mm.
I might pop it on to do my makeup before I get dressed.
Oh, that's the sort of thing I always think sounds impossibly glamorous, yeah.
Well, when are you going to do your makeup?
Well, I don't know, but I saw myself in the mirror earlier and I thought, I really should do some makeup.
We're all getting older, Tom. You're not lined at all, though.
Oh, until I move my face. And I've got quite baggy under the eyes. Oh
have you?
They'll be charging me extra on Ryanair.
Baggy eyelids. That's the B-side of a Madness song, isn't it?
Baggy eyelids. Suze, what have you been doing this week?
Well, other than complaining about my back.
You haven't been complaining that much.
Well, you've not been here. I think Alice is sick of it. I mean, she obviously hasn't said that. She's very supportive, but I imagine I'm a bit of a drain. What have I been doing this week? Oh, I've been working on my book, Tom. That's the main thing.
Oh, that's very exciting. That's great.
Yes, getting close to when it has to be in, and I'm interviewing people for it and that sort of thing. So I've got all of that, which is very exciting.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So that. I tell you what, I did go and see Elizabeth Day's live podcast.
Oh, my word. Was it wonderful?
It was really good at the Palladium. Well, actually, it wasn't a live podcast. That's a lie. I just like her from her podcast. It was a live thing to do with her book.
Oh, what was she saying?
She was talking about her book, which is called Friendaholic, which is about her making lots of friends. But she also talked a bit about her podcast, How to Fail. Mm. And it was at the Palladium. It was great.
Oh, how grand.
Yes, it was. It was very grand and it was very good and it was very interesting.
Did you take your acupuncturist along for the How to
no,
Fail
I didn't.
Section of it?
No, I didn't take her. We're with friends of the show, Ruth and Joe. And,
oh, lovely to see Ruth and Joe.
I tell you where we went beforehand, Tom. Have you ever been to Cahoots?
Oh, no. What's that all about then?
Cahoots is in Kingly Court.
Yes, I like it in there.
Yes, in London, if you've heard of it.
Mm.
And it's a great, first of all, Kingly Court is a great little place that I think you kind of forget that it's there. And then when you remember, it's really nice. It's just off Carnaby Street. Cahoots, you go downstairs and you go into, I think, what used to be an underground station.
Oh, that's exciting.
And it's all decked out like, so when you get there, everyone behaves like the war has just ended. So everyone's dressed up.
Which war, though?
The
War of the Roses.
Yes, that one. It was actually Nelson, the Battle of Waterloo.
That's nice.
So everyone's French.
That's great. The end of the Napoleonic Wars. How
yeah,
exciting.
It's really good. Did you know that my uncle lives in the house that Lady Hamilton... So before Lord Nelson went to... he was in France.
Yeah.
And Lady Hamilton stayed one night in Portsmouth on her way to France.
Did she?
And my uncle lives in the house, in the place that she stayed.
Did she leave it tidy?
Well, listen, it's very tidy now because he's quite particular, my Uncle Marty.
Mm. How wonderful.
And the pub down the road is called the Lady Hamilton.
Ooh.
And anyway, but do you know what I'd say? It's a very creepy house.
Oh, you've got a bad feeling about it.
Yeah, my Auntie Janie won't be upstairs by herself in there.
In her own house?
No, that's not her house. That's her brother's house.
Oh, sorry.
Because that would be very awkward, wouldn't it? If you always had to have a chaperone.
Yeah.
In the bedrooms. But she'll be like, oh, no, I won't go upstairs. But, oh, I don't like upstairs by myself in here. Oh, no, there's something about it. I don't like it.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
With Capella University's FlexPath format, you can set your own deadlines, learn at your pace, and access most coursework from anywhere at any time. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Sound the gifting panic alarm. You need to get an amazing gift. Wait, no, the perfect gift. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
It must be a lovely old house, though.
It is a nice old house, but it is quite creepy.
Mm. Do you think it's haunted by the ghost of Lady Hamilton?
Well, I don't know. I don't think she died there. Maybe from, like, the maid?
Yeah, right. She's hung around, yeah.
I would say so.
But funny you should say that, because when I was in Plymouth the other day...
Clang.
They had a big thing about, you know, they sometimes have those like historical boards which reference something.
Yes.
And Napoleon was captured there and held on his boat, on his flagship, and it was kept in the port, I think.
Ooh.
There, Plymouth. And it's one of the deepest ports in the world, actually. The third deepest port, I think somebody told me. Is that there or is it Swansea?
Do you mean deep as in the water's deep, or deep as in it really goes in a long way?
Or it's just really emotional all the time. It's a really heavy topic.
That's what it is.
It's that one. Talking about it. I think it's Plymouth, or was it Swansea? Because I went to both.
Oh, the trouble is you don't know where you are.
I don't know where I am, you know, Suze. But long story short, they kept Napoleon there, and people used to go out on little boats to go and look at him, go and walk along his deck. Oh, they went to have a look at his deck.
Excuse me?
Hello? Nothing's changed. Yeah, and then they were worried because so many boats would be out in the little heart. Well, it's not that little bit, a fairly confined space. There'd be like thousands of people out on the little boat just going to have a look at Napoleon.
What, was he chained up or something?
No, he was free to roam within, he's under house arrest, well, boat arrest.
Boat arrest. That's like below deck.
It is. It was exactly like below deck, actually, yeah. And then they'd go and see him.
See, people don't realise this is basically the rest is history, isn't it? That podcast.
Oh, yes. We are as good as that, I think.
It was Plymouth or Swansea. It was Napoleon or it was Churchill.
It was one of them was there. But I want to go back to Lady Hamilton for a while. Because, if you don't mind, because... Nelson, of course, was Kiss Me Hardy, wasn't he?
Yes.
I mean, that hadn't happened at that point, presumably, because that's what, as he was dying, wasn't it? He said, Kiss
I
Me Hardy.
I think so, yeah, Kiss Me Hardy.
Kiss Me Hardy. Do you think it was Kiss Me Harder?
Maybe.
So
is that a rumour that he was one of us?
Well, I don't know about that.
I don't know. I don't know much about Napoleon.
Loved a column, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, so do you.
Right, who doesn't? Loved a plinth. It's a bit camp, actually, when you think about it, isn't it? Nelson's column. That was his name.
I think all of that's very
actually,
very
when
camp.
You think about it, it does all add up now.
Actually,
Nelson's
I think
column.
History is quite camp.
His boat was called the Victory.
Yes.
I mean, please.
He married a lady. Come on.
Lady Hamilton. Just because he loved Neil and Christine Hamilton.
Yeah, huge fans.
Huge fans of theirs. a reference people don't make very often, Neil and Christine Hamilton.
Yeah, what were they famous for?
Being bribed and then going on Louis Theroux.
Right.
I need to check that for legalese. But I need to check
the legalities of that.
Legalities of that. But they were certainly on Louis Theroux. Yes, they were. History is camp. Sorry, you were saying.
I don't know how we got to Lady Hamilton.
I don't know how we did either, but I liked it.
It was a lovely little detour in our history podcast. Any other history?
What's for Lady Hamilton as well? What's for Lady Hamilton? She stayed about the house.
We went to Cahoots. That's what I was telling you.
Sorry. How did we get to that? I can't even remember.
Second World War. It was the Second World War, Tom.
Not the Napoleonic Wars. History is camp. History is camp. I like that. That's gay culture.
And all the people that work there are sort of dressed up and they're all really good fun. I had a Bloody Mary, but do you know what, Tom? I tell you what put me off of it. It came in a soup bowl.
Oh, no, I wouldn't like that.
With straw. And a single Jacob's cracker with a basil leaf on top of it.
Well, I don't think they had basil leaves during the Second World War, did they?
I don't know. I mean, I suppose if you grew your own.
Yes,
it's quite easy to grow, isn't it? Oh, basil.
Well, it's easy. Well, it depends if you've got a good sunlit
window ledge.
Yeah, but I mean, if you did, then fine. But of course, they had masking tape, didn't they, over all the windows?
So. What, because of the Blitz?
Didn't they, with all the crosses? Don't you remember?
No, I wasn't there. I'm only 38.
You must have seen it on Foyle's War or something.
I've never seen Foyle's War.
Really, Susie?
Yeah, I'm sorry to say.
Oh, you
Who
would like
was
it
Foyle?
A lot. Well, it's a made-up detective, Michael Kitchen. Michael Kitchen plays in, talks in a very strange way because he pauses at very strange times.
So do you. That's what exactly. You do on stage.
So I like. He just has a slightly different rhythm to him when he speaks, I suppose.
Try that at your gig tonight.
Oh, I might. Do you think people will get it? Michael Kitchen.
Well, I think it's quite a niche reference, but I think that's what people come for.
That's the thing, isn't it? That's my funeral, isn't it? I'm too niche.
No, I don't think you are. I think you're just right.
Oh, I'm so niche.
And what have you been doing?
Well.
Come on, tell us.
Well, I've been doing some press because I don't mean to brag, but that documentary I was wanging on about
has
finally come to fruition and it's out. Well, if you're listening on Wednesday the 27th, then it goes out tonight on BBC One at 9 o'clock.
That's, I mean, a BBC One doc, 9 o'clock, Tom, that's impressive.
Hello. Well, I hope people like it.
So come on then, let's do a bit of the press for it now. So Tom, tell us about this documentary. Obviously, you're very busy at the moment. We can see that you're on tour. We're delighted to talk to you here at Radio Shropshire. Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, you are good. Well, you know, it's a story of a change in history, but it's also a story of trying. It's a story of protest, and it's a story of hope, actually, Susie.
That's
because
lovely.
Because it's about...
Tom, could you please stop laughing? This is quite a serious.
It's very serious. I know it is serious.
It's a very serious documentary. So if you could please take the time to.
I know.
Really
I'm trying to reinvent it. I'm really reinventing it, and then I sort of go off on a tangent, you know, as I want to do, as you may, well, as you are too.
I mean, the people that listen to this podcast do not need to know that we go off on a tangent.
They're on that tangent with us, aren't they? Tangential. That's what they should call us. But they, they went. I go off on these tangents and I think, oh gosh, what have I said there? Is that relevant? Anyway,
that's what your next tour should be called. Is this relevant?
Is this relevant? What it should be called is, what was I talking about? Where were we? And
oh, that's a good one.
That's nice, actually. Where were we? That was the chair squeaking, by the way. That was the other thing. The chair started squeaking at one point when I was doing one of the chats.
Oh.
And then they wanted to come in and change the room halfway through. And I said, could you come back later? And they said, well, do you want us to change the amenities in the meantime? And I thought, don't let that journalist think that I need my amenities changed.
So what happens in the documentary? Is it sort of a historical sort of, romp?
It's not a period drama, but it's not Mole Flanders. But it's, there's two bits to it.
What you've done there is you've accidentally done... two Simpsons characters. It's Mo from the bar and it's Ned Flanders.
Oh, is
No, go on.
Well, there's two strands, really. We follow, I essentially plan, sort of plan, Adam and Dan, friends of the show. I didn't know them until I did the documentary, but became friends with them since. Lovely Adam and Dan, planning their wedding for them. And then at the same time, charting the history that led us up to the point when the law changed to allow same-sex marriage. And it's a battle that's not complete yet. There's still inequalities there. It's not completely equal marriage. And there's still battles, of course, around the world. So I don't try and say that it's everything's done now at all. But it's a story of hopefully how it's the activists and the politicians came together eventually. It's a long period of protest and of lobbying and trying to change the dial. And then eventually politicians from all sides of the divide came together and made a change for good. And when the legislation was passed, when it went up for its royal assent, it received cheers outside. The politicians could hear the people cheering in the street outside. And I thought that was very lovely.
Yes, that is lovely. And that happened about 10 years after civil partnership?
I think it was about, I should know this, I think it was about 7 or 8 years after.
Right.
7 or 8 years after.
Well, Tom, it sounds very interesting. And of course, I'll be watching.
Well, I hope you like it.
I'm sure I will.
I'm very proud of it. But, you know, I think I've covered all the bases there with it. Not to wang on about it.
No, you haven't wanged.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to keep you connected and moving together as one.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Hey, Suze.
Yeah. Tell me what.
You were on live TV just a few days ago at the football.
I was on live TV just a few days ago at the football, but I think I spoke about that in the last week's show, did I not?
Oh, sorry. I was thinking, when did we have that conversation when we talked about that? Sorry.
I think it was on the podcast. But I'll tell you what I am on this week.
What, Suze?
Celebrity Bake Off.
Oh, of course. That's
Sunday.
Huge. Sunday. Great. Okay. Pop it in your calendars, everyone.
You mean you've done it. It is quite stressful, isn't it?
You think it's going to be a laugh. It's actually, you can't help but take it seriously.
No. Oh, yeah. No. And you know what I'm like. I am sort of, you know, quite highly strung and quite competitive. Which, again, won't be a huge shock to anyone.
I won't hear it said.
By anyone other than me.
Yes. Well, but who were you there with?
I was on with Gabby Logan.
Lovely.
Oti Mabuse.
Oh.
And David O'Doherty.
Oh.
It was really fun. Nice gang. And obviously...
Lovely people. Oti Mabuse is in the documentary. She's lovely.
Oh.
She taught Adam and Dan how to dance. Anyway.
Oh.
So thank you, Oti. Twice.
I love her. She's so great. She's so fun to hang out with.
She's so fun. It doesn't have any messing around.
No, like, she's really easy and lovely.
She was teaching them to dance.
Oh, yeah, was she quite strict?
She was like, whatever you've got in your head, get it out of your head. There's something in your head. I thought, oh, this is, I need this. She said, if there's something in your head telling you you can't do this, just get rid of it. It's not serving you. Get rid of it. And I was like,
see, that's, oh, I would love that's to spend you all a few over. Weeks with you. That's you all yeah, over, was, isn't it? Because that's you responding well to a strong woman.
I mean, you know what I mean?
I know exactly mind. What you mean. You bloody love a strong woman.
I love it. Love it. Sorry, I cut you off.
No,
did you
didn't.
Tell us what happened.
Well, I'm not allowed to, okay, but fine. It was really good fun. And Alison Hammond is now the host, isn't she, with Noel?
With Noel.
And she's great.
She's wonderful, isn't she? Yeah, she's
you know,
really
I think
lovely.
I can tell this story because it wasn't in the show, but Paul put it on his Instagram afterwards, so I think it's fine. So we were recording the Sled Bake Off, and Ryan Reynolds was recording.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they
that
were
was
recording.
The day.
That was the day. So they were recording, Deadpool in, we were at Pinewood, or near Pinewood, and they were recording it. And they put up the big bake-off tent. And then someone said, oh, Ryan Reynolds is over there filming something. You sort of don't really think much of it. You're like, oh, yeah, I mean, Pinewood's a big place full of lots of very big celebrities often. That's exciting. Anyway, sure. Then we all went for lunch. And then it was... Oh, Ryan Reynolds has just been and looked around the bake-off tent, but we just missed him. We were like, oh, no, that would have been amazing. Anyway, then, you know, you do your pieces to camera after you've, you know, made something and they go, how'd it go? Yeah. And you're having a chit-chat. Yeah. And I'm chatting to the team and all of the team were fab. They were so lovely. The camera people and, you know, it was just really easy. And I saw Blake Lively out of the corner of my eye.
No.
Yeah. And I finished my bit and then I said, is that Blake Lively? And then she walked over to everyone and was are you guys filming or is it okay to come and say hi? And we were like, oh yeah, you can come and say
you
hi.
You were like,
and
we're then, not filming, but don't say hi.
And then they were with her children and their children. It was how Ryan was filming. And she came over and was so charming and so lovely. Came over and said, we're huge fans of the show. We watch it at home. We love the British version. We've watched every series.
Oh, my God.
And then came over and was like, oh, hi. Put her hand out. Because obviously we've got our aprons on, haven't we? So she came over, put her hand out and was like, oh, hi, I'm Blake. You're one of the celebrity bakers. What do you do? And I was like, I'm Susie Ruffle. Hello, Blake Lively. And she
was
so charming, so friendly. Their children were so polite and just absolutely darling children.
Well, their children,
such,
very impressive.
So lovely. And then they stuck around and watched a bit of it.
Wow.
So not only are Paul and Prue watching, but Blake Lively's there as well. And
did they do it on camera?
No. Afterwards, Paul put up some pictures of him and Blake and Ryan and Prue, because I think after we'd all left, they were all went and had like a bit of cake, because it's true that he really is a huge fan. That she said that when they're not working and he's home for a bit, they all lay on their big bed and watch the Great British Baking Show. And it's like the thing that they do as a family. Yeah. They always save it and watch it together.
And it seemed
really true, because it felt like she was a bit, I mean, I'm not going to say starstruck, but she was very excited to meet Paul Hollywood. She was like, oh, Paul, like she knew him. And I think he was like, oh, hi, Blake Lively. She was
wild.
A lovely person.
Great.
A lovely, lovely person. And some of the best skin I've ever seen. There, I've said it.
You heard it here first.
I mean, I assume I'm allowed to tell that story.
Yeah, of course you are. Yeah. Why wouldn't you be? Wasn't
I don't know.
Like,
I'm always frightened.
I'm the person who won.
No, I won't tell you the person who won. But I will tell you that it was an awful lot of fun. And Blake Lively was lovely. And actually, it's quite stressful baking. And it was really hot. And we had to get things to set. And I'm like sweating, like you wouldn't believe. I've got like, I had lipstick all over my face at one point because I kept like rubbing. You forget that you're in sort of telly makeup, and I'm sweating.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, you've seen that before. And did you meet Ryan? Did he come? Did he pop down?
No, he didn't, because I think they were filming and it was all a bit
busy. He's got a
busy.
Football club to run.
And he's got a football club to run, of course. But no, just met Blake and she was lovely. But then all the team that met Ryan, who were like, I think some of the people from the art department were sort of getting things ready and just said that he was like utterly charming.
Of course he was. Wow.
Yeah.
How lovely is that? What a nice experience, Suze.
Do you know what? It was a real treat. It was. I mean, you've done the show, the Stand Up To Cancer Celeb one. It is just such a treat to be asked to do it. I was thrilled.
Oh, it's intense. It's intense, but really fun.
I mean, it's literally in a tent.
Very good.
It was a joy. So tune into that. And of course, it does raise money for several very important cancer charities. So, you know, if you're someone that's listening that's got some extra money in your pocket, it's a great cause to donate to if you can. But I know that everyone's struggling at the moment. So, you know.
Sure. Well, that's very good. Very wonderful, Suze. Well, Suze, I'm so pleased. Well, we can't wait to watch that on Sunday. And what are you going to do about your back? Are you going to go and see someone else?
I've got physio tomorrow. I'm hoping that helps it out. And I'm going to have some painkillers.
Yeah, treat yourself.
And
let's get physio. Physio.
I need to get some physio.
Physio. Let's get into physio.
Really good.
Really good.
Good. And I'll see you next week. You have a good time at your awards.
Oh, thank you.
And I'll speak to you later on.
You bet you will. Thank you so much, Suze. And enjoy.
Thank you so much, Tom. Tell Alf I said bye. I've seen him fanning about behind you.
Alf, Susie says bye.
Bye, Suze. Bye.
Bye, babes.
He looks forward to watching. Can you hear that? He says he looks forward to seeing Bake Off.
Well, he ought to.
She says he ought to. No, she's not allowed. I was trying to get you to tell him the result.
He will not tell you the results.
He always wants to know the results beforehand.
No, he must learn. Anything. He must learn.
The joy of it.
But yes, right, I'll see you next week, darling.
I'll see you next week. Okay, don't work too hard on. Okay, take it easy.
Okay, bye.
Bye.